KQED.
Now, as we talk about immigrants and visas, we should consider the visitor who overstays their visa. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security says last year some 629,000 people overstayed their visa. KPCC's Leslie Berenstein-Rojas reports on those who are flying under the immigration radar.
It's been 12 years since Carolina arrived here on a tourist visa to visit relatives. Carolina doesn't want her last name used because she's afraid she'll be deported. She says she didn't intend to stay. She says she changed her mind, in part to escape the depression she suffered in Mexico after losing a baby in stillbirth. In the U.S., many miles away, she felt better. The fog lifted. She says she felt liberated, like she could start over. So she did. Carolina enrolled her kids in school in the San Fernando Valley, and there they stayed. Once that happened, she joined the ranks of immigrants who didn't cross the border illegally, but rather arrived on a tourist or other visa, for example, and remained. Those overstayers rarely get mentioned in the national debate over immigration. Federal officials don't have an accurate way to track them.
We count people coming in, but we don't really count people going out.
That's Randy Capps, a demographer with the nonpartisan Migration Policy Institute in Washington, D.C. There are many people like Carolina who came and stayed. This year, the Center for Migration Studies in New York calculated that about 42% of the unauthorized immigrants in the U.S. are visa overstayers. That would be about 4.5 million people. As the Trump administration plans a southern border wall, visa overstayers are far exceeding those who cross illegally each year. The Department of Homeland Security reports about 400,000 arrests along the Mexican border in fiscal year 2016. In the same period, officials estimate that nearly 630,000 travelers who came by air or sea did not leave when their visas expired. The numbers don't include the many immigrants who came by land and crossed the borders with valid visas. Why is it so difficult to keep tabs? Claude Arnold is a former field office director for U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement in Los Angeles.
You can't definitively verify that someone has departed the country, a non-immigrant.
Back in the 1990s, Congress passed a law calling for a system to track visa entries and exits. More recent mandates have called for a fingerprint-based exit system. But officials haven't developed a system that works, says demographer Randy Capps.
It would require deploying technology at every gate and every airport for every international flight, which is prohibitively expensive.
It's even harder to track those who leave by land, Capps says. And while it's a misdemeanor to enter the country illegally, it's not a criminal offense to overstay a visa. Some lawmakers want to change that. A pending House of Representatives bill would make staying on an expired visa a crime, punishable by a fine, imprisonment, or both. Carolina has heard about such efforts. She says if visa overstayers are going to be targeted for deportation, she agrees that includes her. But she insists she does not feel like she's a criminal. For the California Report, I'm Leslie Berenstein-Rojas in Los Angeles.